In Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 6, I need you to pray with me on this because it reads such as this. I'm reading King James. It says, the word of God came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house. And there I will cause you to hear my words. So I went down to the potter's house. And I beheld him working a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred, meaning it was damaged. It wasn't perfect. It was messed up in the hands of the potter. So he made it again another vessel as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hands, O house of Israel. You may be seated. And I went there because I said, God, I believe somewhere along the years I've spent in ministry, we talked about, you know, being in the hand of the potter and all of that. He said, yeah, that's nice, well and good. I didn't want you to repeat that one. He said, there's something about pottery nobody ever gets. And I want you to talk about today in the message that I'm giving you to give to the people of God. Talk about the life of cracked pots. The life of cracked pots. Now I remember, Brother Jackson, Sister Candy, that when I was clowning in my young days, somebody said, boy, you're a crackpot. They mean that I was a clown, Sister Sherelle. I was a cut up. I was one of those. I wasn't a class clown because I got beaten if I acted up in school. But yeah, right. You like to keep things going. You a crackpot. However, I didn't understand what that really meant in that respect. You know, I'm a cut up, I'm a character. But it wasn't until after I read this scripture so many years ago and kept reading and kept reading and kept reading, and in the text itself, God is introducing Jeremiah on how he's going to deal with Israel. He used the illustration of pottery making as a thing on the pottery making on the potter's wheel. He used that scenario to illustrate how God is really going to take care and handle Israel if Israel left. He was really trying to show them that even in the process of making something, God can make change.
Well, that's right.
He said, because when we saw, he said, go down to the potter's house and go take a look and see what you see. And he said, I went there and I saw the potter working a work on the wheel, and I saw something that happened on the wheel in the midst of what was going down. What he was making got messed up. It got damaged. It didn't take the shape that he really wanted, or it got out of shape. So he started all over again until he made it to something that he liked more so than what he started. God reminds Jeremiah, I'm going to do the same thing with Israel. However, I said, now, what does this have to do with being a crackpot? God said, keep going. So I looked up, how do you make pottery clay? And it said, break it up into, they take a pottery itself that's already been, you know, done. It may not be perfect, but when it's done its life, they break it up. Back in those days, they broke it up into very small pea-sized pieces using hammers. Poured it in a bucket and added water to it till it made a compound like clay again. Then they sprinkled the clay into water, and then they stirred, adding more water and to make a liquid mass. And then after hours, then they let it seize a little bit, or let's call it sieve a little bit in the window and screen, and, you know, almost like letting bread rise a little bit. He said, then when pottery is made by forming a ceramic body into an object of a required shape. And then when it's done, it is put in a kiln, a K-I-L-N, which is an oven. And it's heated at temperatures in this kiln, which removes all of the water from the clay, which induces reactions to that lead to a permanent change. In other words, it hardens to what actually the potter had made it. And it begins to take shape. I said, okay, God, now what does this have to do with cracked pipes? He said, keep going. I said, God, I don't know what else to do. I done read everything there was to read. I said, I looked at YouTube and I watched it. That's what we do in the modern era. He said, no, you still got to keep going. I said, okay, I'm going. Then I reminded of a story. A little boy was go to the well every morning with two pipes. And he said that the boy would always go down and fill up both pipes. And when he would go back home, by the time he got home, he had a pot and a half full of water. The one pot that was full when he got home was happy, glad it was being used purposefully. However, the other pot was discovered, it had a crack in it. So that by the time the boy would go to the well and fill it up, and by the time he got home, the pot was half full, he realized water was leaking out of the pot. That pot was wondering, how come I can't hold water? I don't feel that I'm being used as full as the other pot on the other side. Little boy, why am I the one with the crack in it? And he says, well, don't worry about the crack. I got use for you. He says, but I don't understand. I'm full at the well, but by the time I'm home, I'm half full. He says, yeah, but did you notice on the side that you usually hang on, there's flowers on that side of the road. He said, I planted them seeds 2 years ago. So that when we come back home, you water the flowers on that side and then the rest of the water used around the house. I got to thinking about that story and I said, wow. Now I understand the life of a crackpot. Because all of us are cracked pots, truth be told. You, me, we all are cracked pots. Not as the world calls us, as cut-ups and clowns and buffoons and people who make people laugh, but we're cracked pots because we're not perfect. Even though we are shaping, and you know, we were born in sin and shaping in iniquity, we are still had some cracks. Some deformities, some issues, some problems. Some of us can't really hold water. I looked at this some more, and Dr. Ray Pritchett said it like this. He said, if God choose only well-rounded people with no character flaws, some of the credit would inevitably go to people and not the Lord.
That's a word right there.
But then he goes on to say, but by choosing flawed people with a bad past and a shaky present and an uncertain future, God and God alone, when they accomplish amazing things by his power, God and God alone gets the credit.
Yes, he does.
I said, God, I got it now. Because what happens when we're crackpots, Linda? See, sometimes we think we got it together. See, crackpots are not like whole pots. See, whole pots expose themselves.
Come on.
Wait a minute.
The crackpots had stuff. I thought about that crackpot thing and I said, you know what? Crackpots are funny people. But they had, come on now, crackpots. When the world called you a crackpot, they called you the clown, the buffoon, the person that didn't have no sense, acting up. But say I understood, I found out what a real crackpot was. Crackpots hide. Look at all your comedians in the world today. Many of the popular comedians, if you looked into their lives, they're crackpots. How do I know? They're hiding the pain of their life in their comedy.
Come on.
Even though they want to tell you They say, I tell stories of my life to make them funny. Mm-hmm. Really, what you're really trying to do is say, like a drug addict, I'm trying to hide behind it. I learned to understand that crackpots do hide behind the issue.
Yes.
Hurt people hurt other people. So they don't know that you've been hurt. So they take advantage of the situation and they damage everybody else, not to let it be known that they themselves are damaged. Crackpots. Crackpots act like they king of the mountain even though they can't even get to the valley. Because they're scared of what the valley calls for. The valley calls for work. But they want to be seen as, I got to the mountain and never got through the valley. But I'm like Caleb when I spoke in that message. If you want the mountain, you first got to go through the valley. And the unfortunate part is we hide the fact that we've had some valley experiences. You didn't come out of the womb perfect. With all that you're supposed to have and all that you're supposed to be, if the truth be told, some of us we're blessed to be alive right here, right now. Because of being a crackpot, some of us should have been 6 feet under. Some of us being crackpots should have been in the insane asylum. Some of us being crackpots should have been in drug and alcohol rehab. Some of us being crackpots should have never been born. If the truth be told. So I understood. I'm understanding now. Life as a crackpot. That if we trust God, regardless to how misinformed or misformed I am, God still has an ability for me. Come on, go back to, I believe it's in Samuel chapter 4 and chapter 6. Chapter 4 and chapter 9. A young man by the name of Mephibosheth. When he was age 4, his father Jonathan and grandfather Saul were in battle, and word came back that they both got killed. And while there was haste to save the household of Saul, a nurse ran and grabbed the baby. The baby was about 5 years of age, I believe the scripture says. And when grabbing the baby, something happened and she dropped him. To where he became crippled in both of his feet. And in those days, you couldn't be a crackpot and live in the king's mansion. Did y'all hear how I switched that up? See, the scripture said he was crippled in both of his feet, but I said to live in those days, you can't be a crackpot living in the king's mansion. And so they sent him down to a place called Lodibar. There to live out the rest of his days with other crackpots. People who were not supposedly fit to be in society. Oh, come on, y'all know y'all been there. Especially brothers. Y'all know how they used to tell it to us. You're just like your daddy. You're never gonna be nothing. You're never gonna be no good. You're always gonna be no account. But look at God. God brought from Mephibosheth from Lodibar right to the dinner table at the king's palace. Sometimes we have to ask God, what is my true purpose? Because we have an idea what we think we should be, because sometimes, come on, y'all remember, anybody got children, and even you yourself, as a child, would try to make a piece of pottery. How does everything end up being an ashtray?
Yes, indeed.
Even in a house that don't smoke, you love that ashtray. Look at what my baby done did. Ain't that so pretty? You know that thing is the ugliest thing around. But for somebody, they find a purposeful use for it. It may look like it may turn out to end up in an ashtray, but somehow or another, mama found another use for it that fulfilled a greater obligation than its intended purpose. That's how God does us. If we trust him, that's the first one. If we trust him, God will show you in time. Not immediately. See, one of our problems are we see everything else. We see what other folk have. We see how other folks are living. We see how other folks are getting along to go along, and we want to do what they did. But we just talked about trusting God with all our heart, lean not to thine own understanding. Didn't we talk about that 2 weeks ago when God changed the message? Yeah. Trust him. Yeah. If we trust God and let God be God, you might not always like the answer given back, but I guarantee you if you trust him, the answer that he gives is going to be better than what you thought.
Well,
amen. I hope that made sense. Amen. Because even in our finite mind as a human, we always still want to tell God what to do. Yeah. How do I know? Remember when you were children or when you had your child young and they decided, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. Mama, I can do it by myself. I'm going to do it. You're going to do what? Other than get knocked out. And then when they determine they're going to do it and they do get knocked out, they realize, okay, you mama, I better behave. I better mind. I better follow the rule of the house. Same way with God, but God don't do us that kind of way. Right. God will let us go in our permissive city. You think you can have it? Go on. You think you're grown enough to be God? Go on. I know. I've been there. I told God what I was going to do and God said, go on. And all I did was make a mess of my life. To where I had to go back and say, you know what, God, I'm sorry. I'm still a crackpot, ain't I? He said, yes, you are. Now, let me take you crack it all. Let me show you what we're going to do.
My Lord.
One thing I'm grateful about God, just like in the days of old, even though I'm a crackpot, secondly, he will not remove the crack.
Wow.
The little boy, like I said in the story, he gave the crackpot the ability on one side of the water flows. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the things that we cannot hold or the imperfections that show, not physically, but just even in our lives, the things that we have in our lives, God will not cover them. He sometimes will expose them.
Right.
For others to see, not to embarrass you, but just to show who he is.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Wow.
Why? Because we said it earlier. See, we're talking about what Dr. Pritchard said. Because, see, we have this misnomer that in church, God only has perfect people in the church. And if that be the truth, I better take this robe off and go home. Because I must admit, I know I'm not perfect. I have my problems. I have my issues. And some I'm still going through. Till the day I die. So I know I'm not perfect, but it's a way that I'm reminded, just like Paul. I got this thorn in the flesh, and I can't even ask God to remove it. I got to learn how to live. So that I understand it's not me that do it. We heard it in the prayer. We learned it in God. It's him that I move, live, and have my being. I can't do this by myself. Lastly, we got to remind ourselves this one. That is God and God alone.
Yes, sir.
Who is the potter of our lives.
Yes.
Some of us are going to be made to look real perfect.
Yes.
And look flawless until it's put under a different light.
My Lord.
Y'all remember the black light?
Yes.
Yes.
You walk into that person's room and it looked all perfect. All like it was all put together. And then when the black light went on, it illuminated and it showed you stuff that you never saw before.
That's right.
And then if you look real close, you start finding stuff that you really shouldn't be looking at in the first place. You're like, man, I didn't know that wall was jacked up like that. Man, that house really is messed up. Oh, I guess I'm the only one saw stuff like
that.
And see, when God got you like that, even when the light is on, look, even the natural light, folk. God and God alone. And when he puts you on display, it ain't gonna matter whether you got a crack or not. Because I do believe one thing, like I said, even though I am faulted, I am jaded, I have issues, I thank God for the blood of Jesus, for it covers a multitude of sins. That's the crack. That's that gorilla glue. That's that impossible. That's that whatever goes over. It fixes me. The bad part about it, everybody think that everybody in the scriptures were perfect too. No, they were crackpots. Can I give you some?
Yes.
right.
Noah was a crackpot, for he was a drunkard.
Yes.
Right.
Jacob was a crackpot because he was a deceiver.
Uh-huh.
Rahab was a crackpot because he was a prostitute.
Right.
Moses, the leader of Israel, was a crackpot because he was, his self-esteem problems kept him always in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
Samson was a crackpot because not only was he a womanizer, he just didn't want to do what God said. David, I'm just going on some notes. David was a crackpot because not only was he an adulterer, but he was a murderer.
Yeah.
Elijah was a crackpot because he was suicidal. The Samaritan woman was a crackpot because she had more divorces than Elizabeth Taylor. Peter was a crackpot because he was a coward.
Yeah.
Who else were crackpots? I was a crackpot because I was in church hiding, trying to turn, you know how you turn that pottery to that the good side, so the imperfect side don't show?
Yeah.
I was a crackpot trying not to let my other stuff not show.
Yeah. Right.
Go ahead, man.
You are a crackpot.
Mm-hmm.
We all are crackpots.
Yeah.
But like this potter, I am not able to do to you. Or should I say, as God told it like this, like this potter, am I not able to do to you, O house of Israel?
Mm-hmm.
God as the potter and his creation as clay is a common symbol of God's sovereignty.
Yes.
Meaning that God will uphold you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let what people think about you deter you in your living for Christ.
All right.
So what they're gonna say, oh, you gonna try to what? You gonna be a holy roller now?
Mm-hmm.
I was a hell roller for all them years, but I didn't try.
Yeah.
You might find out you've been missing something long before now.
Well,
try it. Because God announced that the potter and the clay illustrated his relationship with his people. And they were like the clay, they were like clay in his hands. God has the right to tear down and to build up.
Yes.
So what? God might have to break us all the way back down to pieces and start us all over again.
Yeah.
And see, that's the one thing I'm thankful for about who he is. That if he don't hide the imperfection and let you see me or show you me with my imperfection, he can take me and break me all the way down the bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Put me in the bucket, add the water, add more stuff, add more. Put me back on the wheel and start all over again.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
That's why I like what James Cleveland wrote the song, please be patient with me. Because God is not through with me yet, but when he gets through with me, I shall come forward as pure gold. Because then once I'm broken down and built back up, all of a sudden I get stuck back in the oven.
Yes.
Oh my
God. Come on.
y'all see, y'all missed it when y'all read the scripture. See, we have to realize that. Sometimes we have to go through the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get formed.
Yeah.
And we have to go get through the fire.
Yeah.
To get the things, impurities burned out.
Yes. Woo.
Don't y'all, cooks in the kitchen, y'all missed it. Y'all missed it. When you make a cake,
yeah.
Don't you put water in that cake?
Yes.
However, when the cake shows up out of the oven,
come on.
Do you see any water in that cake?
No.
They ain't get it.
Yeah, we did.
I first gotta go through the water.
Well,
see, Jesus set the example. See, I first must go through the water. Then James and John, the Zebedee boys' mama, asked the question, could you let them say, you came through the water, but can you go through the fire? Now?
Yeah.
We can't. No, I don't think you can, but let me tell you, you will go through the fire.
Yeah.
Even though he's talking about the cup, drinking of the cup, but he was talking about fire. Can you go through the fire that I'm getting ready to go through?
Mm-hmm.
Can you really go through the persecution that I'm really going to go through?
Well,
can you go through the hardships and the neglect and the abuses and all of that the fire will burn impurities out?
Yeah. Well,
that when he opens up the kiln and pull you out of the kiln and put you on display, I'm no longer the crackpot. But I'm now what he made me to really be in his truest form.
Yeah.
See, that's one of the great getting up moments.
Yeah.
And when I do come out on the other side of the fire,
yeah,
that's when I get on my heavenly body.
Yeah.
That when I come out of that, then he will put us on all display. Yes. And he said, wasn't that a crackpot? I was a crackpot.
Yes.
But now I'm in my glorious body.
Yes.
Anybody getting where I'm coming from?
Yes.
See, if you stay in God long enough,
come on.
You're going to be a good, you're going to be a well-made vessel.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Be on display.
Come on.
And everybody going to see it.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing I say I like about it. When we see him together, not only are we going to see him together, but they going to see us.
Yeah.
We're going to see each other together.
Yeah.
And when you see me, you ain't going to see me like I used to be.
Right.
You ain't going to see me like what I once was.
Right.
You're not
going
to see me with all my flaws, my issues, my slip hanging and all that other mess.
Come on.
You ain't going to see me with all that.
Yes.
But I'm going to be a new pot because I'm going to book that.
Yes.
Start all over again.
Yes.
Made into a new vessel.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I love how Paul writes, we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
Yes,
but see, one thing I understand about the treasures is the gifts of God, the Spirit of God. And if you have the gifts and the Spirit of God, and you have the power of God in you, and then if you trust God for who he is and take him at his word, there ain't going to be not a whole lot that the world can do against you.
Right.
Okay.
But just remind yourself one thing, that you are a crackpot.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
Thank you
for being crackpots.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
For showing.